listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Hello and welcome. I'm Kerry Lutz. Welcome to viralpodcasting.com. Whether you bought my book already or you just happened upon the website, you are in for a major transformation in the way you're either doing your podcast now or starting your podcast out. If you haven't already purchased my book, I suggest you go ahead and buy it. Place on the homepage where you can do this. It's not mandatory, but I highly recommend it. In addition, I suggest that you purchase Valerie Giller's book, Beyond Powerful Radio, A Communicator's Guide to the Internet Age. It's must reading for any of you out there who are looking to take your podcast to the next level, or you're looking to start it right. A little bit about myself. I'm a serial entrepreneur, started 4 or 5 successful businesses. I don't even want to tell you how many failures I've had, but they far outshadow the number of successes I've had. I was an attorney, practiced for 30 years, but I always had a love of business. I started my podcast, FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com, I affectionately refer to as FSN, back in 2011. I've been doing it for nearly 6 years. During that time, gotten over 20 million downloads. More importantly, however, I've managed to figure out how to earn 6 figures or better from my podcast yearly. Now, it wasn't easy, and I won't tell you that it's simple, and I won't tell you that everyone can do it. However, I will tell you that if your subject matter has an audience, and the audience is willing to pay for your expertise, you too can do it. So just sit back, listen to what I have to say, listen to my story, and decide for yourself. And then, if you like my message, simply give me your name, email address, and I will send you a series of 10 micro trainings to help you make your podcast go viral. So let's go back to the beginning. It was 2009. The financial crisis had struck. I was an attorney in a firm doing things that I really didn't enjoy. I was a partner making a large income, but I was just not satisfied. It wasn't nourishing my soul. The work never did. I didn't like our clients. I didn't particularly like the parties in the litigation that we were handling. All I was looking for was something that would renew my soul, make me feel useful, make me feel like I was part of something bigger than I already was. And I wandered around after selling out my interest in my law firm for a couple of years, and finally I hit upon some guys who were selling a radio package, real estate radio package. They made it seem very easy to build an audience to make this thing work. The reality was something quite different. But as I started down the journey of podcasting, starting with a mere audience of 20 downloads per episode, I realized that I loved this work. This was my calling. I really wanted to do it. But the question was, how do you build a large audience? How do you get tens of thousands of people to listen to your podcasts? And I must admit, I was always into marketing. I always was marketing a product or a service or something. But the idea of marketing myself as a professional broadcaster totally had me stumped. I managed to find Valerie Giller and sat down with her, let her review a couple of my shows, and asked her, Valerie, outright, Valerie, can I do this? Should I give up my day job here and actually do podcasting radio full time? And she listened to my work and she said, well, at first I wasn't sure, but look, you have a lot of work to do, but I think you have the basic talent to do it. And that sent me down a journey. And I've broadcast on radio, done pay-for-play radio, done thousands, probably over 4,000 interviews, podcast segments during this time. And I found out what works and I found out what doesn't work. Unlike many people out there who want to teach you podcasting, they haven't actually succeeded. Well, I've succeeded. And those people who have succeeded, a lot of them have done so accidentally, serendipitously. Well, my strategy here is to give you a proven process that will work. I deconstructed my success, and I believe that what I've done is transferable and that you can do it too. So what I'd like to do is just give you a couple of pointers, give you a couple of ideas that I've learned from my experience, and let you run with it. Number one, I think I have a pretty decent voice, but look, you don't need to have a great voice to do this. As long as people can understand what you're saying, it doesn't matter the quality of your voice. If you have a good voice, it's a definite plus, but you don't need to have an operatic or Shakespearean quality voice. If you have it, great, but if you don't worry about it. Number two, you have something to say. You might not know right now what it is, or you might be doing podcasting, but the audience is just not catching it. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have a message and that people want to hear your message. But you've got to phrase your message properly. You've got to learn to express yourself in a manner that an audience will connect with. Getting your audience to connect with you is half the battle, or maybe it's the whole battle. And it's not something that you learn naturally. Look, I was a freshman my first day of college in Pace University. I march into my speech class, and look, I always thought that I spoke English pretty well. Actually, I never really thought about it. And I was pretty articulate for a college freshman. And teacher calls us up one by one. We give impromptu speeches, and she critiques us. And she says, oh, you have a beautiful voice. You could be on the radio. You know, you kind of have an upstate New York accent. There's a lot you could do. And at the time, this was in the mid-70s, well, DJs were getting paid $15,000 per year. For me, it was a no-brainer. I was going into my family's business. I wanted to make some serious money. But that little glimmer, that seed was planted. Little did I ever know that some 34, 35 years later, that seed would blossom into the Financial Survival Network, but it did. And my speech teacher, I've dedicated Viral Podcasting, the book, to her. You know, this is why you never know when you engage in a random act of kindness or you help someone, you never know what that act is going to blossom into. So that's just my story, how I'm here now. But you are capable of things far greater than you ever believed possible. Look, I thought I had a good voice. I thought I was articulate. I thought I was intelligent. But once you get on the air, whether it's the radio or doing a podcast, that is the moment of truth. You actually have to say something. You have to connect. You have to prepare compelling content and make it work. Are you capable of it? Yes, you are. I was never certain whether I was capable of it or not until I actually did it. Another quick story, and then we'll tell you how to contact us. I'm at a conference in Las Vegas, Libertarian Conference. We don't care about politics here. All we care about is bringing you to the next level of podcasting so you too can build an amazing audience that will support you throughout your life and will become raving fanatics like so many of my audience has become. So I've never interviewed anybody in my life, never done a live interview ever. And I walk into a ballroom that's got hundreds of booths in it, different people, different slants. Some of them are, you know, crazy, some of them are not. And I don't even have a microphone with me. And I take out my iPhone and I have this iTalk application by Griffin, one you should consider getting. I think it cost me a whopping $3. And I just pull that thing out, put it into record mode, and I go up to the first one and I start asking questions like spontaneously off the top of my head. And you know what? Because I'm serious And I'm taking my question seriously. So is the person I'm interviewing. And I proceed to do 10 or 15 interviews that day. And it was an incredible high. I can't even begin to explain to you what it was like doing it. Point is, you need to know how to tell a story, and you need to know how to be an interviewer. And an interviewer, first and foremost, facilitates a guest in telling their story. I'll tell you what my good friend Wayne Allen Root says. Facts tell, stories sell. You want to tell stories, okay? You got to become an amazing storyteller. And that's what Valerie Geller helped me to achieve. Still working on it. I'm still a work in progress. Okay. You look at any great talk show radio host out there, they are storytellers first and foremost. You're also an entertainer. Okay. Doesn't mean you do song and dance. You're not Jimmy Durante, but people will listen to your show at some level to be entertained. They want to hear what you have to say in some way. Even if you're conveying horrible events of the day, you are entertaining them. You're making them feel better in some way that I can't even describe on some level. And you're an entertainer. And of course, you are a communicator. Communication is, even if you major in communication in college, it's not really taught very well. Oscar Wilde said, anything worth learning can't be taught. Well, this is really the case for being a communicator. Some people are introverted and they come out of their shell on their podcast or the radio show. You would never know that they were introverted. I remember Johnny Carson was an incredible communicator, could communicate ideas, the most complex ideas, in the most simple of terms. And yet the man, when he was on his own, was just a loner. Who would have believed that that was possible? So you will be able to tap into aspects of your character, your personality, after you've read the book and after you've gone through this course that you never believed possible. Of course, we've got coaching available. We've got promotional ways to promote your podcast to get thousands, tens of thousands of downloads to make it go viral that you never even thought possible. Those are all available. And of course, I'm more than happy to work with you. You'll have to fill out an application in order to work with me. I don't take everybody on that. I don't have enough time. There are people literally lined up asking me to do this. In my book, you'll notice I have 6 success cases. I've helped people get to the top of the iTunes podcast for all categories, for business, all right? I've helped people get to the top of new and noteworthy, although that's not a relevant measure any longer. I've helped people get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of downloads. JasonHartman.com gets 80 to 100,000 downloads per month, thanks to my efforts. But that's not really what I'm here to tell you. You have to do the legwork. You've got to work on your communication skills, your storytelling skills, your interviewing skills, if you want to get to the point where your podcast can go viral. So look, just put in your name and your first name and your email address, and I will meet you on the other side.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.